espouses here on gardening. Now, here that is from the Little Veggie Patch. Now, you on Wednesday during the your chat with Millsy, you spoke about Michael Bradley's products, and he has dropped one of his pots in, Sue.
Yeah, and he has a system that we'll say it is water wise. Great system to tell us about it. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Sue. Hi, Simon. How are you today?
Yeah, good, mate. The owner of Little Veggie Patch. You've dropped one of your pots in with a little bit of perlite as well, mate. Tell us how you got started and how it where the ideas came from.
Well, for many years I've been in the building industry, and my cousin, who I spent a good deal of time in school holidays on his father's orchard in Orange, New South Wales,
yep,
decided to recreate a system for wicking beds.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to distribute these products in WA. So I said, well, send me some stuff and I'll see what I can do. I actually managed to grow some things by using this new product from WaterUps, which I thought was pretty good because I haven't grown anything in my life before. So,
you say you've never grown anything, what have you managed to grow now?
Now it's almost endless. Specialising in veggies, but I've quickly found out that the system will comfortably grow a good number of natives and a whole variety of plants, ornamental plants. The system is designed as a modular system, so it's adaptable to be just about any purpose you'd like, from small balconies to large gardens to rooftop gardens. And now we've even developed the system to go under a lawn system, which I've got in my backyard at the moment, which is going along very nicely.
Yeah, well.
Oh, so tell us about it and what the system is, because it's based on wicking beds. For anyone who doesn't know what a wicking bed is, it's keeping the reservoir and, you know, works on capillary action. So this is a modern day version of wicking beds.
Yes. Well, the traditional system, they use gravel at the bottom of gravel or scorer or a medium down there where they could contain water, put a pipe in and water would wick up between the gravel and into the soil. My cousin managed to develop a plastic modular system, which they're 400 by 400 squares.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like 4 feet that go down into the water reservoir. Mm-hmm. And at the bottom of the feet, they have small holes. And in those feet, we've been putting perlite, which is a really good medium for the capillary action for the water to get going. And then that capillary action then continues up into the soil and keeping the plant at its optimal growing level and the soil at the optimum moisture level.
Mm.
So
that's the one we've got here, Michael, the 400 by 4. That's this one, isn't it? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Mm. Now, that inside the what I've given to is a square planter, which is about 480 by 480 square. Mm-hmm. And in the bottom of it, it tapers down to about 400 by 400 for where that cell is. If you take the cell out of there, you can see how the system works. But
yeah,
for the listener, it's got four legs where the cell sits onto the pot.
Mm-hmm.
At a specific level, there's an overflow pipe. And that's very important for the wicking system because you don't want the pot to be too full of water and get stagnant and has root rot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the important thing with this system is at the maximum water level, there's always an air gap between the top of the water and the soil level. So very important to the system, and it's probably one of the main advantages over a traditional scorer system where positions of overflow pipe traditionally can be a bit tricky, and many people have contacted me and said, oh, we like your system because we've tried the traditional wicking system and we've had to pull it apart 3 or 4 times to get it to work properly.
Okay.
This takes all of the guesswork out of it and makes it so much simpler.
So, Michael, did you say you dropped this off for Sue or for me?
No, well, I was actually going to, when you said for Michael, I said, I think we need to gift this to Simon because Simon...
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's
really impressive. I think, and particularly, you can't particularly water wicking beds.
Mm.
You can't go wrong. If you get busy, you can't get the watering, and it does save the water.
Mm.
Yeah, it does all of that. And as I said, the advantage is because it's a modular system, I can put these in and convert an existing garden bed and put a wicking system in. It doesn't matter what the bed is. It can be a metal bed, concrete bed, bricks, it can be timber. All we normally do is just empty the garden bed out, put a pond liner in, which creates the water reservoir, put the cell system in, and then put perlite in the legs, put soil in there, and the main advantage that I find with the whole system is people like myself who've never gardened before.
Yeah.
It takes the watering out of it. Watering is such an important part of the gardening. Once this is installed, the wicking system gives optimum growing for the plant. Waters at the base of the pot or the planter. The root system then starts heading to the water source, so you get deeper root growth, better plant growth.
Mm.
And as Sue would probably know, more plants die from overwatering than they do from underwatering.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as there's some water in this water system, the system has optimum moisture level in the soil, and it's just very healthy environment for the soil as well. It's good for the soil. As long as you've got a good mulch on top of it as well, which mulch on top is very important because that contains the moisture. So using the system, we're saving now 80% of our water usage over and above a traditional surface watering system, including drip systems and that. So it's just going great for the water saving as well.
Yeah, this is Michael Bradley. Is. Listeners, he's the owner of littleveggiepatch.com. Veggie is with 2 G's I-E. And it's a great website too. I had a look, Michael. It's a nice, really nice handmade timber products you've got there as well.
Yeah, certainly is. That's a water-wise, water-saving tip, particularly growing veggies at this time of the year. The pot, the 400ml module or the 480ml modular square, perfect size for growing tomatoes as well. So I'd say get onto it.
And it comes with a little pack.
I find that you can put one tomato plant and two lettuce in that pot quite comfortably.
Yep.
And also you mentioned earlier about the blueberries. I've got one out there with a blueberry. The blueberry goes fantastic, and as long as you put an azalea mix in there, mine's going off of the bomb, just full of blueberries all over. So
brilliant, mate.
Well, I reckon I'll give the pot to Simon if he gives me some blueberries from his plant. So that's a good deal, I think. Michael, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, good luck, mate.
Okay, thanks very much.